The FAA faces challenges in controller training. Spaceship Two completes a second supersonic flight, and United to recall its furloughed pilots. This is Aero News for Friday, September 6, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA's plan to hire and train more than 11,700 new air traffic controllers through fiscal year 2021 presents significant challenges for the agency, as new controllers can require more than 3 years of training to become fully certified. That is the assessment of the Department of Transportation Inspector General in a report released late last month. The DOT IG says the FAA made progress in the naming of an independent review panel that made 49 recommendations that could significantly improve the controller hiring and training processes. But the report says 2 years later, the FAA has yet to implement any of the 49 recommendations. In addition, the DOT IG's office says it found that the FAA faces significant challenges in improving its training program, particularly its goal to reduce training times, as the average training time for new controllers rose by 41% between fiscal years 2009 and 2012. The DOT IG's office says it made 5 recommendations to help the FAA improve controller training. Virgin Galactic successfully completed the second rocket-powered supersonic flight of its passenger-carrying reusable space vehicle, Spaceship Two. At approximately 8 a.m. last Thursday, local time, at the Mojave Air and Spaceport, the company's White Knight II carrier aircraft took off carrying Spaceship Two to an altitude of 46,000 feet. Upon release from the White Knight II, a 20-second burn of the rocket motor propelled the spaceship to 69,000 feet. During this time, Spaceship Two achieved a maximum speed of Mach 1.43. Spaceship Two landed in Mojave at 9:25 a.m. local time, completing the flight test, with the pilots reporting a flawless flight. United Airlines has announced in a news release that it will recall nearly 600 pilots currently on furlough in order to address the airline's future staffing needs. No United pilots will remain on furlough following this recall. Training classes for the recalled pilots will begin next month and run through the end of the year. In total, United has more than 12,000 pilots. The airline laid off nearly 1,000 pilots back in 2008 as the economy dipped. The Wall Street Journal reports that the recall will fill positions that will come open as older pilots retire. The airline also expects to need additional pilots as new crew rest rules take effect. Boeing, which claims it is China's leading provider of passenger airplanes, projects a demand for 5,580 new airplanes in China over the next 20 years, valued at $780 billion. The company's annual China Current Market Outlook forecasts the country's fleet to triple in size over the next 2 decades. Tourism in China and intra-Asia travel will help to spur a strong demand for single-aisle airplanes, while long-haul international traffic to and from China is forecasted to grow at an annual rate of 7.2%. The international growth is primarily driven by anticipated passenger traffic between China and North America, Europe, the Middle East, Oceania, and Africa. You mean no one from the Arctic or Antarctic is going to China? Seems that's the only places they left out. The U.S. Air Force and Boeing have validated the final design elements of the KC-46A tanker and concluded that the proposed design embodies and can meet Air Force requirements, clearing the way for production and testing of the next-generation aerial refueling tanker. When Aero News continues, there's a new bear in the air in Maryland. Smile, you're on hidden camera. And a UK aviation legend is gone.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, September the 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new AW-139 helicopter has been declared operational by the Maryland State Police, and it was on display Tuesday at the department's Aviation Command Frederick section. Designated Trooper 3, the Hilo will be staffed by law enforcement and paramedic personnel 24/7, according to a report from radio station WFMD. Maryland State Police Superintendent Colonel Marcus Brown said at a ceremony held Tuesday that this aircraft and others yet to be deployed, quote, provide a safer aircraft for our crew with more room and equipment for our flight paramedics to care for the injured, end quote. The AW-139 is equipped with a TAWS system, night vision capability, cockpit voice and video recorders, and is IFR certified. 7 contract baggage handlers have been accused of stealing valuables from the luggage holds of El Al airliners, and the airline says it has video that proves its case. The New York Times reports that the airline had installed the video cameras after a steady stream of complaints were received from passengers at New York City's Kennedy Airport about missing items. The 7 baggage handlers were caught on video recordings going through luggage they were loading onto El Al's 747s, which regularly fly between New York and Israel. The accused baggage handlers were seen taking cash, jewelry, cameras, wristwatches, and even computers and video games from the checked luggage. Authorities say the 7 admitted taking some of the items, which were found in their homes. All were arrested last Wednesday. A legend of aviation in the UK has passed away. Wing Commander Ken Wallace, who was instrumental in the development of the auto gyro, was 97 years old. The UK newspaper, the Eastern Daily Press, reports that Wallace allegedly cheated on his eye test in order to become a bomber pilot in World War II. He was awarded the Bomber Command Medal only after waiting 71 years for the recognition. A biography posted on the Ken Wallace Auto Gyros website says he was born in 1916 in Ely and had a long career as an inventor. He reportedly developed the first electric slot car racetrack and a spy camera that could be worn as a wristwatch. He was also the developer of Wallace Auto Gyros, built for survey, reconnaissance, research, and military purposes, according to the website. They were not made available for sport flying. He held 34 auto gyro records for speed, altitude, and circuit flying, and had flown as Sean Connery's stunt double in the Bond, James Bond, film You Only Live Twice. A friend of ANN's, Wallace was a unique and truly iconic aviator. We will all miss him. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.